Hi, this is Jovi.
And this is Charlie.
And you're listening to
Bed Crime
Crime
Stories.
Stories.
This is a weekly true crime podcast where we pour ourselves a drink and we take turns telling each other the stories that keep us up at night.
Show
Hey.
as shit do. We
We do
show
that.
as shit do.
We do it week after week after week after week after week.
Yes. I mean, sometimes like Charlie and I cheat where we do two in 1 week and then we skip a week.
Like, we'll take a little bit of a break,
Just a little bit.
but
Just a little bit.
a little bit of break.
But you know what though? It's our podcast, so we can do what the
Hi, this is true.
fuck we want.
It's very true.
Just saying, just throwing that out there.
But yeah, so actually, we actually don't have that much to inform you about because
No.
we're recording this right after we recorded last week's episode. So
That is very
you
true.
know
That is,
everything that's happening with us right now.
you do. Oh, wait.
Ooh.
So,
Yes.
did you see that they are doing a special on the Gilgo murders?
Gilgo Beach, I did not.
My fiance actually tagged me in it on Facebook
I have to.
last night, and it looks good. I think it's gonna be on tomorrow night. It's obviously on ABC, but like it's gonna be streaming on Hulu as well.
Nice.
So I'm very excited. I can't wait to watch it. Yeah, so I just wanted to bring that to your attention in case you didn't
Very
know
nice.
about it.
I didn't know about it.
See, I taught you something.
You
Well, no,
did.
I didn't teach you anything. I informed you of something that you
You
didn't
did.
know about.
You did.
I was going through the books that I haven't read yet, which is bountiful. And I have a book in my collection called The Lost Girls, and it's the Gilgo Beach Girls.
Interesting, but obviously from before they caught him.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So I'm going to have to read that book at one point or another. Like right now, I'm reading Paris's book and I'm almost done with it. And I feel so bad for her. She went through a lot of shit, bro. Like a lot of shit. And if anybody says they don't like her, I'll punch you in the face. So if you don't like her, don't tell me because I won't like you. The end.
Well,
The end.
aggressive, aggressive.
So yeah,
But yeah,
that's all I have to say.
I'm still just watching Grey's Anatomy.
Where
So
are you at now?
I am on season 8, about halfway through season
Wow.
8. Yeah, chugging right along.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. I mean, believe me, I definitely, the earlier the seasons, the better the show.
Yeah.
Like, as it goes on, it's not as, like, I want to say it's not as entertaining because I don't think that that's true, but it's not as like, it nothing is as good as it starts, when it's that good. But
Yeah.
it is still incredibly enjoyable. I love me some soap operas. But it always makes me laugh because of course like my fiance doesn't like it or whatever. He makes fun of it all the time, whatever. But then the other day I was watching something else and one of the chicks in it was on the commercial or whatever. I was like, oh, she was in Gilmore Girls. She's like, yeah, isn't she What's Her Face's sister? And I'm like, look at you paying attention when you walk through the living room. So
Wow.
he's, yeah.
All right. Look at him paying attention and shit.
He does. He pays attention. But anyway, so yeah, that's all that's going on with me. Just
Fun.
still watching me
Good
some
stuff.
Grey's Anatomy. Yep, loving it.
Good stuff. So a little birdie told me you got a story for us today.
I do. It's a really short story.
Okay.
I apologize. There's not a super ton of stuff out there about this story, but I do. I have a story today, and I'm actually really excited to tell this one because it was a story suggestion from my brand new fiance.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not a true crime guy. He doesn't
No,
get
he's
into
not.
true crime. It's like not his jam. But he is like a computer guy. He's an IT dude and he like is super into computers and gaming. And this is a true crime story from like his world of like computer people. So he
Okay.
told me about it and I was like, it's a fun little like intersection of our two interests, for lack of a better term. And
Okay.
yeah, I figured I would tell you this story. So I am going to tell you the story about the murder of a young man named Sam Poss. Okay.
Okay.
So this let me get my sources here. So I have four sources. First is WashingtonPost.com. The next is DailyCrime.com. Then I have one called, I think it's Meow, but it's MEAWW.com. And the next
Okay.
MEAWW, Meow, right? I don't know.
MEA, Meow,
Meow,
Meow.
meow. I don't know. And then
Okay.
the last one is like the local station. It's 13WMAZ.com.
Okay.
I keep going to grab my mouse, but it's for the wrong computer. Okay. Sorry. So we are going to go back a little bit in time to October 15th, 2016.
Okay.
Young man named Sam Poss was 18 years old. He was a recent graduate of Perry High School in Perry, Georgia, which is about 30 miles outside of Macon. He was always described as a really sweet kid, really a good young man. He was a natural computer whiz, like coding, video games. He just like really understood the like language of computers and would often help people and stuff like that with their technology. He was an active and involved member of his high school marching band, and every year he could be found in Atlanta at Dragon Con, which is their annual pop culture convention. So our other two players in this story, Dakota White, who was 17 at the time, he was a ninth grade high school dropout. His father was in prison for armed robbery. He lived with his grandparents. It was reported that in 2015, Dakota had left a post on his Facebook that said, quote, "I wouldn't mind taking a knife, shoving it into someone's throat, and just watch them choke on their own blood until they die," end quote.
Stop it right now.
No.
Are you serious? And nobody
No.
red flagged it, nobody
Oh, I'm
reported
sure
it.
there's plenty of red flags on that one. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Then we have another young man, 18 at the time. His name is Brandon Warren. Brandon also struggled with anger issues and depression and was good friends with Dakota White. In 2015, he publicly posted, quote, "Who could love you but the mold that sprouts from your cold, sad corpse?" Cheery. They were a cheery bunch.
Like,
Yes.
okay.
So, suffering and really struggling with their depression, Dakota and Brandon had decided that they were going to make a suicide pact.
Oh,
So,
no.
yeah, the two of them decided that they were going to kill themselves, but first, they wanted to see what it could possibly feel like to take a life.
No,
Yes.
I hate
So,
this. I
yes.
hate this so much.
Yes. In his confession, Dakota says to the police, quote, "We just figured might as well. It came down to might as well see how it feels to kill someone before we kill ourselves. We didn't see no reason not to. We were about to die. What did we care for?"
Wow. Oh, I don't know. You're taking somebody's life that didn't want to die? I mean,
Yeah.
wow.
So Dakota tells police that Sam was picked kind of randomly. They knew they all knew each other from school, so they like knew of one another. And because the two boys knew that Sam was a good kid and like a nice, kind person, they figured that he would agree to help them if they asked. And they messaged him through Discord and told him that they had some sort of made up computer issue and asked if he could help them, and he messaged them right back. So Dakota and Brandon go, they pick up Sam at his home, take him right back to where Dakota was living with his grandparents, and Sam was never seen alive again.
No.
While they were still in the driveway of the house, Dakota begins to strangle Sam with a telephone wire. When the wire snaps, Dakota puts his arm around Sam's neck like in a chokehold and begins to manually strangle him. Sam asked them what they were doing, and Dakota just told him, "I'm sorry." And then Brandon started to stab Sam in the torso.
Oh my God.
Sam, the medical examiner, said that Sam had died of strangulation, but he had multiple stab wounds to his torso. Dakota tells police, quote, "There was blood everywhere." The two teenagers spend hours trying to clean up the car, where, in the driveway where the crime scene happened.
Yeah,
They
but
wind
here's my
up.
thing. Why would they even bother trying to clean it up if they're going to kill themselves anyway? Are they deciding not to kill themselves now?
I mean, the logic escapes me for sure. They wind up hiding Sam's body in the woods not far from Dakota's home, pretty much like right behind his house. 4 days later, police neighbors are searching the woods. Dakota actually wound up joining the search at one point, which again is very common. But, while there were search parties out and about, Dakota did wind up confessing to the plan. He apparently was racked with guilt, and it did not sit well with him that he and Brandon took Sam's life. So in 2018, at Dakota White's trial, his defense attorney argued that Dakota's crime was a product of his depression, and she also emphasized the fact that he had made full confession to the murder. So basically, like, he confessed to his sins, so he deserves
Forgive
eventual
him.
parole, I think, is kind of the argument here. Still, it took the jury only 20 minutes to find Dakota guilty of felony murder, aggravated assault, concealing the death of another, and tampering with evidence. Brandon later was also found guilty on all counts against him in a later trial. Each of the young men testified against one another at their respective trials, stating that the other was more responsible than they were.
Of
So,
course.
which
Of
is not
course, yep.
shocking, right? You're only
Nope.
friends until you turn on one another.
Yep.
Yeah. They were both sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Now, because Dakota was a minor technically at the time, he was 17 at the time of the murder. There is a law in Georgia that minors can't be held for life without parole unless there's like special circumstances declared by the judge. Which, of course, they did wind up trying to appeal. They did go back to trial, but they had upheld the original sentence, and they are both still sentenced to life without possibility of parole.
Good.
Yes, I agree.
Wow. Like, I don't understand that. Like,
Oh yeah, no.
I
I know.
don't get it.
Oh, I know. Sam is remembered by his family and friends as a free spirit. His parents say that he was really happy with himself and his life, and he was very like self-confident. He didn't really care about what other people thought about him. He also really didn't care about like his appearance. He was kind of quirky and kind of silly, and he used to wear different socks, like whether it was on purpose or just kind of like his thing, or just he didn't care. He would often walk out of the house without the same sock on. So his high school marching band director instituted Sam Posse days at school when all the band members will wear mismatched socks in honor of Sam.
I love that.
His father, Chris Posse, wants people to remember him without focusing too much on the tragedy that ended his life. With the quote saying, quote, "The tragedy is a big deal and it sucks and it hurts and it's horrific, but we had 18 beautiful years with a wonderful person, and that's what I want people to remember. His goofiness, his sense of humor, his willingness to help, that's the important part." So that is the story of the murder of Sam Poss. It reminds me a lot, and I mean, obviously not like exactly the same, but the idea of like the killing of this innocent person just because type of a feeling, of the movie, which is based on a true story. Stupid Justin Timberlake, isn't it? And the kid who was in Star Trek who died because he was crushed by his own vehicle. What the heck is the name of that freaking movie? It was on the tip of my tongue the whole time I was writing this story. I was thinking about that movie, and now I can't.
Alpha
Think of it.
Dog? That's the
Alpha
only.
Dog. Alpha Dog.
Okay.
Literally Alpha Dog. Yes, Alpha Dog. Where, again, not obviously really related, but that idea of, so we just killed this kid because that's what we like had to do, quote unquote. Because the whole idea of it's like it's this group of drug dealers and they kidnap the brother of a dude who owes them money for drugs and like keep this kid around and like pal around with him and then wind up killing him anyway for like payback against the brother who wouldn't pay for the drugs. I don't know. Like it's just, which it is based on a true story. But I just, the whole idea of the like, we just want to see what it's like. So let's randomly message somebody and
No, that's not
that's so
okay.
upsetting. It's so
It is
upsetting.
so upsetting. And they killed such a good person too. And that, like, I'm not saying that everybody that gets killed just because, isn't a good person, but like, especially in this case, like, he sounds like he was like just a light, and they just had to turn him off. They were like,
Yeah,
nope, we're gonna
like a
put you
sweet
out.
boy. Yeah, it's just really sad. And like the whole story is just really upsetting. And I mean, it's the whole thing is upsetting between these two boys who had just not great environments that they were raised in and were going through such terrible times, that this was the joy that they felt that they could like derive out of these last moments of the life that they thought that they were going to end. Like, I don't know. It's just the whole story is just like, it's like tragedy cubed, like tragedy on top of tragedy on top of tragedy. But just, I mean, truly horrific, for the young Sampas and of course his whole family, which is really sad.
I can't even imagine. I just, and like, the morbid curiosity part of me wants to know why they didn't go through with killing themselves. Like, what changed? You know what I mean? Because wasn't that going to be the end all be all? Like, they were going to kill him and then be like, okay, we're going to die now because whatever. Like, what happened?
Oh.
I
And
don't
then
know.
one of the stories that I had read was originally, and this was used to show that this wasn't just like a one-time thing, that they had like this, you know, criminal mind type of a thing. TM, criminal mind. But supposedly evidence had shown that in this whole story, like it, in the lead up to them choosing for it to be Sam, they had originally had a discussion of it being like this young boy from the community who turned out like this kid was like gonna, it was only like 12 years old, and they decided like one of the boys, I can't remember which one of the two boys, but one of the two boys had immense guilt over the fact that the kid would have been so young, so they were like, I don't know, like yeah, just the whole thing is just incredibly freaking upsetting, just really freaking upsetting.
I'll never understand.
So yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a good thing I'll never understand, that I don't have that mentality.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that story and,
Of
thank your
course.
fiance for bringing that story up. Your
I
fiance.
will. I will indeed.
It's a sad one, but
It is a
a
sad
good
one.
one. So, if you guys have any story suggestions, which I really hope you do, and I know somewhere in your brainium you have them, so let's share them by emailing us at bedcrimestoriespod@gmail.com, or you can slide up into our DMs on the Instagram at bedcrimestories. Wherever you are listening, please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. All three, all at once, and make sure you tell a friend so that they could do the same thing. Even if they don't start listening to us, that's fine. They could just still write, review, and subscribe. Just tell them to give us all good stuff, No, I'm just kidding. Make them listen to us because we're funny. I just had like a brain fart. Holy shit. Please, please remember to be kind.
Please remember also to be the Band-Aid.
It's how the world should be.
It's how the world turned.
It something like that.
Something like
Wait,
that.
what's the song? Make it a better place.
For you and for me and the entire human race. That was actually, it was one, well, no, I can't say it was one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. I love Michael Jackson. So,
Yes.
I mean, I love most Michael Jackson songs. So, I guess
Yes.
technically it is one of my favorites because almost all of them are.
That's a good song. Because you
Heal
know
the
what? There are
wound.
people dying.
Yeah. If you care
You
enough for
know?
the living.
Exactly.
Anyway.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in every week and, you know, just being our friends. Being our friends. You guys are like our only friends. So thank you. Well, I don't know about Charlie, but definitely
No,
my only
kind of
friends.
true.
So
It's kind of true, yeah.
that's okay. We could just be all of each other's friends, and that's all that matters. But I hope you guys continue to have a good day, good week, good night, whenever you're listening, and we'll see you guys next week. But until then,
Sweet
sweet
dreams.
dreams.
Our theme song is the song Industrial Music Box by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.